Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. I need your advice on navigating a tricky situation with my father-in-law. He's been staying with me for the past couple of weeks and helping me with doing some repairs and even some remodeling of my house after we had some water damage. And so I want to know, like, should I pay him? Do I get him a gift? What do I do when a family member helps you out? 314-531-9898. Let me explain kind of what he's done and what his ability to do. Like, he is really extremely handy. He's like a carpenter by trade. And so my wife's biological father has come and stayed with us for the last couple of weeks, and he's really good at all this stuff. I think he enjoys it, and he wanted to help his daughter out. And so he's done a lot of repair work, a lot of remodeling work for her. And I think by the end of the week, on Friday, he's going to be leaving and heading back, and we'll be done with it all. I don't really know what we're supposed to do because it was so much work. Should I just like give him a check? Do I ask him for like an invoice at the end? Do we get him a really nice gift? Ooh. When it's family, how do you handle that situation? 314-531-9898. And I will admit, he has done a lot.
I think this situation is really tricky because truly every single family is different. And I realized this with my ex-boyfriend's family. They like pay each other to help one another.
Oh, they will.
And
okay.
My family is the opposite. Like my family, like you just do something because you're family. Like we just watched my sister's baby while she had another child, and we would never expect her to like pay us for watching a kid or like anything like that. My mom would watch her son every day and like still no payment would be expected. Like you just help family because it's family. I do think it would be nice to maybe like take him to dinner or something, but like right. to have like an invoice or like hundreds of dollars that you would pay him, I don't think.
Originally, that was the plan. I was just going to take him to like a nice dinner. And now I'm feeling like there's a part of me that's feeling guilty that like he's done so much and probably saved us so much money if I were to, you know, I wouldn't have been able to afford it. But if I'm also being completely transparent, I'm running out of budget. Like,
right.
I'm like exceeded the budget, so I'm balling on a budget too. Like money's a little tight for me and I'm feeling it.
A nice dinner to me is kind of eh.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's expecting money. To me, it would almost mean more if like, because he doesn't live here, you know, whenever he goes home, if you find something when you're out that just reminds you of him and you're like, oh, I think he would like this. Like getting a present later on, just being like, I thought of you and just wanted to thank you again.
A gift of some sort.
Yeah,
like a material thing or experience of some sort.
It doesn't have to be this like huge thing. thing, but it's like, oh, I was out and saw this and thought of you. Like, right. I don't know. That means more to me.
You know, another thing I think you can do too, because you always want to keep this guy in your service.
Kevin.
Keep him coming back.
Get him a Yelp review.
No. Well, I think kind of, you know, when it's all finished, have you and Katie and the kids go around and send him a video thanking him in each place he's done. Say, man, this is awesome.
Oh, really creative,
this is really cool. This is really different. This is really unique. Huh. And we greatly appreciate you being a part of this and making this happen.
Being able to use the areas that he had created. And
yeah,
those
and
moments.
Like sending pictures over the next couple weeks or months of you guys using those things and enjoying them and stuff like that to just keep it going.
Shout out Papa Dave.
Yeah, this is why I go to you guys for advice. This is better than I had. I was just going to like give him like $100 like on a Visa gift card.
Well, that wouldn't hurt either. I think that's very kind though too. I mean, anything to show your appreciation.
What I was really going to do is we get like a Starbucks gift card from Hannah when it's our birthday. I was going to re-gift them that.
Oh, boy. Well, it doesn't even work. Right, I've been failing, so don't do that.
314-531-9898. When it's family, are you supposed to pay family for the work? Are they supposed to do it for you because that's her dad? And this is him stepping up and being a dad to his daughter. Should I give him some money? Is there a gift that you think that would be a good idea? Something creative like Kevin suggested? 314-531-9898. Help me navigate my repairman, who is my father-in-law. We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. So my father-in-law is extremely handy. He's a carpenter by trade, and he's my wife's biological father. Has come to live with us for like 3 weeks because he's really good at this stuff, and I needed a bunch of remodeling and repairing. And if someone I would have hired to do this, I would have never been able to afford it. So I admit, we're able to do these types of remodeling work and repairs because he is really handy, and so he's able to do that. And because he's staying with us, we've bought every breakfast, lunch, and dinner for him. We've tried to step up in those ways. Mm-hmm. But when he leaves on Friday after staying with us for 3 weeks, I don't know if I should like get him a gift. Do I give him money? Do I just say like, that was your job as dad? And to be completely honest, him and my wife have like an up and down relationship. And so I feel like this is the way for him to be dad. Like this is what he does. He steps up in big moments. Mm-hmm. He wasn't always there in all the little moments, but he steps up in big moments. So I don't know if that means something too. Like, well, this is a way for you to step up for your daughter and her grandkids. 314-531-9898. Is it weird if I just like throw him a, like an envelope full of money? What are people saying on the text line I should do, Hannah?
Yeah, really good text. One of them is kind of saying with what AB was saying. AB thinks that you should get your father-in-law like a gift instead of something monetary. So this text says he can refuse payment, but you can't really refuse a gift. Hmm. So that could be something that you could give to him that he could actually take.
Okay.
Because it can be harder for people to accept money sometimes.
Yeah. Christy, you have an idea for a gift?
I do. So since he's a handyman by trade, get him like a hammer, a screwdriver, something, and get something engraved on it like you nailed it or, something corny. I mean, you can do something corny. And, Brett, I apologize. I don't remember how old your kids are, but even the kids could even write something, or even if one of them wrote Papa or whatever they call him. And that can be personally engraved with the year or whatever, and then that would be a keepsake, not only that he could use possibly, but just something that he could have with the year and an engravement from the grandkids on it.
I love that.
That's
idea.
The best idea
that
I've ever heard.
Great idea.
I mean, you should start a Pinterest site or something. That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that idea. Yeah, we'll get something engraved that has like the time that he spent, because this is the most amount of time he's ever spent with my kids, who are 3.5 and 1.5, and maybe even with their writing that says Papa Dave and stuff like that, like, and has the date.
I love it. I love the tool idea too, because every time he reuses that tool, he'll think of you and the family. Yeah,
it's really cool.
Great idea, Christy.
Exactly. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, Christy. The only problem with the tool idea is, I don't know if you guys heard me take that tool test last week. I don't know anything about tools.
That's why you just stick with the hammer.
Yes. Go with the basics.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.